girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast is all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So, girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. What's up, girl? I'm so excited that you're here for today's episode because honestly, if you clicked on this title, that means that you're in a season of expansion or you're really shifting your identity and just evolving into this new version of you, which is so exciting, but also can feel a little bit overwhelming. And honestly, like, we often get excited about the positive parts of change and growth, but there are some harder parts that come with that, which is the grief component, because change also means loss, like loss of the familiar. And I think it's just really important that we have real, raw conversations about the grief that comes as we're evolving, even if we're really excited about where we're headed, because, you know, we're in these familiar patterns or these familiar habits that we've maybe had for a really long time, and letting them go, even if it's good for us, can still feel like a lot. And I just don't ever want you to feel alone, especially because I'm currently in a season of major evolution and expansion. And I think it's just important that we talk about this in real time. So we're going to dig into that today. And I'm just so excited that you're here. And I also just wanted to take a second to say thank you so much for those of you that share this podcast with your girlfriends, with your coworkers, communities that you're a part of on social media. It means so much to me because this show has grown organically over the last 5.5 years, and it's because of you sharing it. And another reason is because of those of you that have gone above and beyond and left a review. So what I wanted to ask is if you've gotten value from this podcast and you're like, oh, this is my go-to podcast, and you haven't yet left a review, it would mean so much to me if you would take 30 seconds to head over to Apple or Spotify and leave a review. If you don't like the podcast, don't leave a review. I guess you could just probably like turn it off or something. But if you love it and it's added value, please, 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 could you head over there and leave a review? Because that helps this show get recommended to other listeners that might like content like this. And it's just been so cool to see how this community has grown with the right people. So I'm just excited about all of that. So if you do leave a review and you want to take a screenshot of it, you can actually DM it to me on Instagram at Keisha Get Mary, and I'm going to pick a couple of you to just do a little gift card giveaway just as a thank you so much for your support of the show. So again, if that's something you'd be willing to take 30 seconds to do, it would mean the world to me. So that being said, I want to get into the juice of today's episode. So we're talking about the grief that comes with expansion and identity shifts and really that big evolution. And I want to share with you in real time, one of the things that I'm doing that's allowing me to grow is I've reframed my perspective on work in general, where I am doing less better, but the work that I'm doing now is really calling me up to this next level and is having me like really get curious about some of the thoughts and the beliefs that I have about myself and what I'm capable of. So you might know, obviously I have this podcast and I've done events and retreats and memberships and courses. Right now, currently, the only thing that people in the Empower Her community can do to work with me is to be part of my podcast mastermind, which is an intimate mastermind that I host for women that want to monetize their shows and really build businesses. And it's super intimate. And that's the only thing that I'm actually doing in the Empower Her brand, because I've decided to fully step into helping my husband build this new business that we're doing in the real estate space. So if you didn't know, my husband and I also have a podcast. It's called Get Investing, G-H-E-T, where we talk all about how to use real estate as a vehicle to create more freedom in your life. Get Investing comes from our last name, Get Mary. Anyway, I've been so passionate about real estate because I've realized in this new season of motherhood how much like all that we've done in real estate and how we've invested in real estate before having kids has given us so much opportunity from a financial perspective and from a time freedom perspective for me to really get to be present with our son Brody and for my husband Sina to no longer be a dentist. So that being said, I've just been really getting passionate about this. And I've been thinking like, I really want to help bridge the gap between those people that are like course creators and creating memberships and events and retreats and speaking and doing a lot of the things that I've done in my career and my business, and help them understand like they too could invest in real estate. But this new business venture is really cool because we have a business partner. His name is Paul. who lives here in Denver with us. And he has a huge track record of all of these flips that he's done and major like townhome developments. And we've known him for a while. We love him and his wife, Eliza. And we actually joined forces with him because now we've got a whole construction team and we are doing 4 different flip projects here in Denver at a time. So this is a whole new business. Sina and I have done renovations and we've done like rehabs ourselves and we've done a lot in this space, but this is a new business where I'm actually stepping more into this business than I even anticipated that I would. And what it looks like is there's a couple different sections of the business. So obviously there's acquisitions of the property, meaning like the person that actually goes and like finds the property, vets the deal to make sure that it's a good deal for us to flip. And that lane is kind of more Paul's lane. And then there's a person that operates it, which my husband Sina has kind of overseen the construction team to make sure all of these flips are staying on track. And there's a lot of like overlap with Sina and Paul. But my lane is more about actually finding private money lenders, as in people that want to contribute finances, like capital, to our projects in exchange for a percentage return, meaning like they are kind of acting like the bank. And these are high income W-2 earners. These are entrepreneurs that have cash that they want to contribute. They're people that want to invest their money and get a return on their money for not even having to do anything. They don't even have to actually operate the deals. And then my role also involves like this investor relation piece where I'm planning fun events for our investors and just like different ways for people to connect, because I really see that there's an opportunity for entrepreneurs and like high income W-2 earners that want to invest and have that like, you know, income coming in from it being pretty passive for them, as in like totally passive. They don't have to do anything. I just see a big opportunity there. But if you've been listening to this podcast for years, you know that I don't typically talk about things like this on the podcast, but I'm feeling this like real big desire to step into this even more because I am a wealth of knowledge in this space and I am really freaking smart. And I don't say that as like a look at me thing, but I just like, I feel as if I've almost had this narrative in my head of like, oh, well, I love real estate and I know a lot about this, but let me just kind of stay in my lane over here and let me do what I'm doing with Empower Her, with retreats and events and courses and help podcasters and do the things that I've done before. But like, there is something that's really been pulling me in this other direction that's like, you can make something that feels complicated to people, like real estate, you can make it simpler and you can invite these women that are in your community that you're connected to be part of like all this cool stuff that you're doing so they can create more passive income. They just need someone like you to explain it to them. Girl, I just had to make sure I'm keeping you in the loop that if you are a podcaster and you want to grow your show, but more importantly, you want to grow your community and then create super aligned products, programs, services, offers, events, retreats, whatever it is that's on your heart that you want to create, I've got something cool for you. And if we happen to be connected on Instagram also over at Keisha Get Married, you can find me, and you're listening to this episode in real time or even close to the release date, you might see some fun pictures and videos that I've been posting about a retreat that I host for my podcast mastermind. And this is super intimate. There's only 8 women that are in this mastermind. And how it works is I work with them one-on-one to help them figure out like what type of product, program, service, offer do they want to actually create that is a hell yes, and cut out the extra fluff so that their business can generate the type of impact and also make the type of income that they want to make, but doing it in a way that creates more freedom in their life so that they're working towards a bigger vision. That's really the ethos of this, is working with me one-on-one, but also in a small group. And then smack dab in the middle of the 4-month mastermind is an in-person retreat here in Denver, a 2.5-day in-person retreat. Like I said, this is super intimate. It's only 8 women. This is actually the only offer that I have for the Empower Her community for this year. If you didn't know, I have done tons of programs for podcasters over the years. I've done big events like our Empower Her Live and retreats and all sorts of things. But as I'm stepping into my new role in this new real estate business that we're creating, I had to create more space because I'm also a new mom and I don't want to be working 800 million hours every single week. So this is actually the only thing that I'm doing. So if you're a podcaster and you want to work with me one-on-one, I'm now starting to look at applications in order of which they are received for our next cohort that's kicking off in June. So if you want to be part of this mastermind, all you need to do is text the word mastermind to 512-548 2728. Again, 512-548-2728. And I'll send you the application. And then I'm going to start reviewing them next week and extending offers for those that might be interested in joining our next cohort that kicks off in June with the retreat in July. So again, if you have any questions, you can text me, send me a DM. And I'm so excited for our next cohort. And without further ado, let's dive back into the show. So I've been really feeling this pull and this evolution to this newer version of me that's still the same person, but it's really tapping into this other part of my brain that like does understand things like private money lending, which is, again, something that I don't talk about on this podcast, but it's a part of me that I'm like, why have I been holding back on how passionate I am about this? Well, part of it is because there is grief that comes from letting go of the person that you once were and the habits that you once had and the conversations that you once had that felt familiar. Because even if you know that you want to go in a different direction, that familiarity just feels so normal to your nervous system. So of course, I want to stay in the same lane of talking about a lot of the things that I feel comfortable talking about, right? If you were to put me on a stage in front of 10,000 people right now, I could talk about building an online business, and I could talk about building your personal brand, and I could talk about podcasting and all sorts of things that I've done. But now I'm like, I want to push myself to really just step into this other version of me who can bridge the gap between the world that I was once in and I'm still in to this new world that I'm excited about in this investing space. And like, how am I going to do this? Well, it's going to require this expansion of me. It's going to require me confronting some of the beliefs that I had, which one of them that I know is not true cognitively, but has come up for me before is this idea that if I want to talk about something serious like lending or investing, that I'm going to have to be really serious and I'm going to have to be like pencil skirt Keisha. No offense to pencil skirts, but that's just not my personality. I got so much personality, I can't shove that in a pencil skirt. But truly, me being me is the solution. And this idea of being quote unquote smart enough. Like, wait a second, why was I telling myself the story that in order to be smart enough, I associated that with like being serious, but I am really smart and so are you. And the reason why I'm sharing this is because when you are expanding and you're evolving and you're making these identity shifts, it's interesting what kind of pops up for you if you're asking yourself good questions where I'm like, what are the beliefs that I have about me stepping into this space that make me uncomfortable? Like, is it that I'm talking about investing? Is it that I'm talking about something that is new to me that's making me uncomfortable just because it's new? Yeah, probably because it's not as familiar as the things that I'm comfortable talking about, right? Like getting on conversations with private money lenders and talking to them about investing and getting a return on their capital. That's something that I've never talked about before. I've never raised money before. And I think like, yes, that's one shift of it. But I also think, just to be really honest with you, there is a grief that comes with different parts of you or different stories that you've told yourself for a really long time that you know aren't working for you, that you just have to let go because those parts or those stories can't come to this next level. So I think it's really just beneficial to kind of sit in this understanding and this knowing that even if you're wanting to, you know, change your relationship with food or your relationship with your body, the stories that you told yourself are so familiar to you. And even if they're not serving you to get where you want to go from a health and fitness perspective, those stories are going to change. And you're going to have to grieve the fact that you're changing stories because it is loss. Change is loss, loss of the familiar, which does require grief, right? Or if you're elevating to this new level where like you want to take your business to a level that you haven't taken it before. Maybe you were just kind of interested in building this side hustle and now you're committed for this to become like your full-time thing and get you out of the corporate world. Well, there's an evolution that comes with that. That's like treating your business in a different way. You have to embody different habits and different characteristics and think different thoughts about what you're capable of. And even though you know all of that cognitively, that that's going to serve you, you're still grieving the fact that you're losing the old identity, which is the person that maybe was just interested in. This was just a side hustle and it was kind of a fun thing. And now you're taking it more seriously. So even if you know that you're moving in the right direction, there's still grief associated with that. And I think we need to normalize that conversation that when there are parts of you or your identity or stories that can't come with you to that next level, that even if you know it's right, it still can feel hard or confusing or sometimes even overwhelming. So I just want to encourage you to give yourself grace, because as I'm stepping into this new business, like I can picture this future version of me who is actually talking more unapologetically about women earning money. Like that's something that I'm really passionate about. And honestly, I don't talk a ton about on this podcast, but when I'm interviewed on other shows, I often bring that up. Or when I'm speaking at different events, or when I'm talking with my girlfriends, like I'm so passionate about helping women make more money in their life and be unapologetic about it and create more freedom and options. And I love real estate, and I love investing, and I love having these conversations. And I'm definitely smart enough. I've already have proof of concept. But even if I didn't have proof of concept, I believe to my core that if you're gifted a vision of something that you want to do in your life, you're also gifted the resourcefulness to figure out any how along the way. And sometimes the how that comes up is how I need to think about myself and what I'm capable of. And I've said this before on the podcast, but I think it's worth saying again, that sometimes when things aren't being represented the way you think that they should, and it's kind of bugging you, it's because you're supposed to be the representation. And I see this huge need in the real estate space specifically, because there are so many like bros that talk about real estate, or middle-aged white men that are like trying to make it sound so freaking complicated. I'm like, gosh, there's a need for someone like me with my type of personality to go into the space and show people like, hell yes, you can do this. You're smart enough. You're capable enough. Don't let anybody, especially yourself, tell you that you can't. And I'm feeling this pull for a reason. And I wanted to share with you in real time that like there is still, even if you're excited about where you're headed, there is still grief that's associated with it. Because it would be easier, to be honest, for me to continue to launch another podcast course or do another event that I've already done or host certain things that I've already done before. But this evolution that I'm feeling, this pull in this different direction to kind of disrupt a space that I'm excited about with just being myself and knowing that that's enough is calling me for a reason. And I have to step into that. And I have to be honest with you about that evolution, because I know that you're doing a lot of work on yourself to expand and make these identity shifts to evolve into the person that you want to become. So if you're feeling uncomfortable about it, welcome to the club, girl. But have this inner knowing that you would have never been gifted this vision if this wasn't actually for you, right? So you've got this. I'm in it with you. And you're going to see this more unapologetic, like cranked up, fiery version of me coming out. And especially if we're connected on social, I'm going to be really intentional about just like showing the side of me that I'm feeling is coming to the surface more, which is just someone that wants to have like an elevated version of me, meaning like, I don't want to default to just talking about the things that I feel comfortable talking about. I want to get myself in situations and conversations that I feel a little bit uncomfortable, because in those uncomfortable conversations or rooms or things where like I'm getting myself in rooms where I'm like, oh my gosh, like, do I belong here? Yes, I belong here. And so do you, right? And every room or every conversation that forces us to expand, evolve, and shift our identity does have an element of grief to it. That doesn't mean that you're not capable. That means that you're growing in a way that's so beautiful and difficult simultaneously. But on the other end of this is this other version of you that you get to look back on this version of you now and be so freaking proud that you got yourself in the game, that you navigated the grief along the way, and that you identified what stories and what parts of you can't come to the next level, where you can feel grateful that they got you here, but know deep down they won't take you there. So I love you. As always, if this episode was helpful for you, I'd love to hear your feedback, and I'll talk to you soon, girl. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.